Seven teams from Pittsburgh area school districts, charter schools, and community organizations are taking part in a pilot project to enhance innovative approaches to education. As part of our Remake Learning series, 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin reports, one partnership involves a lower to middle income district helping a wealthier district.
About two dozen educators and advocates are gathered in an innovative design space at Luma Institute, a downtown Pittsburgh training company, to help them remake a focus of their educational services.
So what they're doing right now is they're drawing up a visualization of the landscape of learning, all the people, places, and things that are at play. And each team is annotating that visualization.
That's Bill Lucas from Luma. There's a lot of imaging, but few words on this drawing of the learning landscape.
Learners are at the center because that's the philosophical root of what we're equipping people to do, student-centered solutions.
The teams illustrate the connections among the learners at the center and stakeholders, including parents and after-school programs. After applying earlier this year, each team received a $10,000 grant from the Grable Foundation to seed innovative projects they will work on collaboratively during the school year. In one corner of the room is a team from Fox Chapel area and Woodland Hills School Districts, and PACEY, Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children.
We're really looking at how we can reduce the $30 million word gap.
Megan Ciccone is the Director of Instructional and Innovative Leadership in the Fox Chapel School District. She's referring to the critical finding of a 1995 study and reaffirmed recently by Stanford researchers that children from poor families have heard 30 million fewer words than children from wealthier families by age 3. According to PACEY's Quality Initiatives Coordinator, Rochelle Duffy, 80% of the brain develops in the first 2 years of life, the synapses, the myelin sheath.
If we can strengthen that development through oral language, through activity, through family engagement and interaction with the children, we know that through that strengthening, they are able to better absorb and retain, as well as be motivated to learn more whenever they do enter into kindergarten, versus children that do not have those positive experiences or even experiences at all with language.
Making those positive experiences more available. Here's where the partnership comes into play. The Fox Chapel School District is typically known to be affluent, but according to Megan Ciccone, nearly one in four of their children qualifies for free or reduced lunches, and the district is facing the vocabulary gap challenge.
Because it allows us to open up resources. Woodland Hills already has a program called CARES, and it has been successful in outreach. And so we have a lot to learn from them about what outreach approaches work.
We've seen the results of the gaps when children enter kindergarten totally unprepared. So we are really targeting our infants and making the connections with the families, building the relationship, plus giving the family strategies to help the infants learn and develop so that ultimately through that relationship, children will be ready for the rigors of school.
That second voice belongs to Deborah Vereen, Family and Community Engagement Assistant to the superintendent in the Woodland Hills School District. She says positive relationships with families point to success for the student. Fox Chapel's Megan Ciccone says the three partners will use technology to cultivate those relationships.
A lot of the research identifies Instagram and Facebook as outlets that parents use. And so we've created our own Instagram account, Welcome Baby, that our three organizations and this grant are going to allow us to use to actually push out weekly oral language and vocabulary activities that everyone can do.
And in Ciccone's words, disintegrate that 30 million word gap. I'm Kevin Gavin, 90.5 WESA News.